This is the Origins Audio Experience, presented by Dulo. We're building an apparel business and documenting every step of the way. On this episode, a moment of self-reflection and evaluation of our content strategy.
Origins 43, sticking to who you are. The truth always wins. A post written on the 12th of January 2018. The benefits of being a bootstrap business and being our own decision makers opens up a lot of opportunity in terms of experimenting and trying out new stuff. This could also interestingly backfire if patience, self-awareness and discipline are not deployed correctly. In this post, I want to touch on how we've been thinking about our content strategy and what we plan to do going forward. From the very beginning, the documentation of our journey building this business has been our core content pillar. We started out very strong and spread our content across video, audio, image, and text. We thought this could be useful both as a blueprint on how to get an apparel business off the ground in a 2017-2018 context, as well as show the patience, time, and effort it takes to even give yourself a chance to succeed. Having the whole journey documented is also very interesting on a personal level. Moreover, it's a full transparent account of the history of our company. Thankfully, we kept the documenting part up, but somewhere along the road, lack of patience and the search for quick short-term results kicked in. Outside influence and watching what other people were doing also led to deviation of focus from our strongest, most authentic and unique content. Reflecting on the past few months, we can pinpoint three reasons for going out of our lane and not doing what comes naturally. Lack of patience. Changing stuff too often too soon, not sticking with a process long enough to see results and therefore decide whether a certain approach is successful or not. Lack of experience. When it comes to evaluating how long it takes for something to prove viable, we don't have any previous experience to rely on, both in terms of running our own business as well as the apparel industry we're entering. Testing periods become a hunch, not based on experience and data. Looking at what other people are doing. There's a lot of content and advice out there on how you should approach content and business in the current digital marketing landscape. It's an amazing time to have access to smarter and more experienced people, but on the other hand, a filter needs to be applied, as well as a clear understanding on what you can leverage and adapt to your own context. Not the other way around, changing your behavior according to external influence. In the end, if we want to provide unique value and leave our own footprint, we need to stick to whatever comes more naturally to us and share our own process with the world, however successful or unsuccessful it might be. Thankfully, the Christmas and New Year's break served as a way of reflecting and clarifying how we want to proceed for 2018. Now I can say with complete confidence that it feels most naturally to share what we are doing. I also believe this provides the most value to our audience as it is a completely unique piece of content. Some examples of our current thinking behind the content we put out. Number one, product shots showcasing the product as it's the core of the business. Number two, Throwback Thursday, TBT, and behind the scenes content. A fun look back at the history of the company as well as raw footage from the trenches and the more unglamorous moments. Number three, voice content. We strongly believe it's the future and it comes much more naturally for us to create it than, for example, video. It's also much more manageable to put out in terms of time investment, given that we currently also have full-time day jobs. The main pillar documenting the timeline of events will be this series, and at times when there are interesting things to film, such as trips or events, our vlog. We'll be creating audio reads for every blog and putting that out there as a podcast, as well as a transcribed video. We will continue our podcasts whenever we find interesting guests, as we do enjoy recording them and it's an amazing networking opportunity and a way to build positive relationships. In order to leverage authenticity, we can only be creating content around what we are doing. It's a unique angle we can provide to our audience, hopefully bring them interesting content and/or a valuable one.
Thank you for listening to the audio experience by Dulo. If you enjoyed this episode, we would really appreciate a like, a heart, or a share.